Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com, from the Pittsburgh
Travel Show
at the Convention Center. Thank you, Chris. I was distracted by Yoda off the air.
Yeah, just bring this onto the air here real quick. That was a good entree. Yoda and Doran discussing, confronted in the wild, would you rather deal with a cheetah one-on-one or a grizzly bear? And Yoda was getting into an emphatic answer as to why he'd absolutely rather take his chances with the fastest land animal than a grizzly bear. So it was getting into, like, layers of subcutaneous fat, pumping them full of bullets, and they apparently have no effect. So basically grizzly bears are angry, strong Jabba the Hutts, it sounds like.
Yeah, but they can... Yeah. You can lay... There's tactics of getting away from a grizzly bear. You're not getting away from a cheetah. Like, you can't do it. Like, you cannot do anything. You can't just lay there. Like, a grizzly bear, you can lay there and act dead, and you can take your chances 50-50. But a cheetah is... I mean, a cheetah's taking you out, regardless.
But I'm going to just, on Yoda's behalf, if I may, say this. I don't think there's a human being on planet Earth that is going to win a fist fight or a battle to the death with a grizzly bear once you're locked in. Is there a human out there?
Once the grizzly bear engages with you, he's sealing the
edge. There might be a human being that is big enough and strong enough to snap a cheetah's neck.
What?
Wait,
no chance.
You're like a super, super, super smart guy. Don't say stuff like that.
What?
Now this is like the Craig Riley, I could kill a full-grown wolf in a fight.
Well,
to the death.
Couldn't.
Pony. You know the dude who plays the Mountain on Game of Thrones? 6'10", 400 pounds. Yeah. A cheetah would kill him
in a second.
Yeah, I think it could.
No, not a could.
No,
not could. 100%. You're using the wrong letter. It is W, as in would kill him.
So you don't think if Jason Momoa punched a cheetah in the face, it would even phase the cheetah?
Maybe in a movie. We're pretty smart people here. And the phrase, so you don't think if Jason Momoa punched a cheetah in the face, it would... Do you know how fast cheetahs can run?
I know, once they get...
Do you know how sharp their teeth are?
Yeah, I know.
Are you being serious, or are you just messing around right now?
I think he's messing around.
Look,
the Jason Momoa thing felt like a... Yeah. Like, come on.
Look, it's a number one seed against a 16 seed, but it's happened before.
So you're saying that Jason Momoa is UMBC
here?
Yes. So the cheetah in this equation is coached by Tony Bennett.
He probably isn't. He probably isn't, but there's a chance. He has a very slim chance
of survival. It's still probably going to end more like Holy Cross in Kansas here.
Yeah, I agree.
The cheetah just goes on a run at the end of the game.
I'm really trying
to
read you right now.
I think there's at least one human that is strong enough and big enough that if it got into it with a cheetah, could deliver a knockout punch.
Are you saying, like, if it gets the cheetah and the cheetah is temporarily immobilized, like it's grappling it?
Yes. There's no grappling a grizzly bear.
I think what you're... Have you ever tried to, like, wrestle a big dog for fun? Like, they're not... It's play wrestling. They can squirm out so quickly because they got four legs, and then that cheetah is trained to bite for the jugular.
Do you think Tyson in his prime can knock out a cheetah?
Yes.
No chance.
Yep.
I can't believe this is being said.
I do, as a matter of fact.
I cannot believe uppercut of the cheetah. Cheetah was running at him, what, 70, 60 miles per hour?
Yeah, Tyson's going to time an uppercut perfectly and go down. He couldn't even beat Buster Douglas.
No.
You think you're going to put Buster over a cheetah? Then he took Tyson.
No, I don't think so. But that speaks to the chance that the 500-1 upset can happen. And that Mike Tyson could upset a cheetah in the right situation.
See, I don't know if you're...
This goes back to, I think Starkey started talking about this today when they were discussing the 10th anniversary show for The Fan. Joe and I did more time than I would like to admit in public on the air one day discussing whether or not, it was used to be our icebreaker question, could an NFL player one-on-one return a kickoff for a touchdown goal line to goal line against a grizzly bear?
I think I can do that in my prime.
Okay, now here we go.
One-on-one, I have the whole field. I have 100 yards, sideline to sideline, 52 yards.
Yes, you got
that
the
what
whole,
it is?
50,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll juke the mess out of a bear and be out.
How about a cheetah?
No. No chance.
What about just punching one in the face?
No
stiff
chance.
A stiff arm for the cheetah?
You could stiff arm a cheetah.
A cheetah comes up.
Nah, it might
bite a finger off.
Honestly, my tactic would be I would see him running at me, and I would literally just dive for four of his legs and try to just
hold
take
on.
Him out.
Here's something we're not thinking about. The cheetah's running at you. You are wearing a football helmet. You got to, there's no ref here. You're not initiating contact with the crown and getting suspended. You've got to try to go low on that cheetah. Low
yeah. Man wins.
How much does a normal cheetah weigh?
I think they're like 70 to 90 pounds, but it's all muscle. They're not huge cats.
See what I mean? Now that you get that weight,
Torrance, like,
you
know what?
Yourself beating that cheetah one-on-one in a fight.
Oh, no, mass. 46, I'm sorry, 160's top end. Dude, look at
that's
this
like
majestic.
That's
look
a
at this majestic
CB.
Animal.
It weighs as much as Craig Riley.
More than, well, yeah, he's getting up there now. Dude, a cheetah's messing any one of us up. You could be wearing football helmet and pads. You're still dead.
I think if you, like, take...
A grizzly would just swipe your head clean off your shoulders.
If a cheetah didn't have any teeth and that was the scenario of the football field, I think I could take the cheetah out with my pads on. If I didn't have to get bit.
What about claws?
No claws either.
Well, now you're just talking about, like, a neutered animal here.
Well, I mean... yeah.
No, if you took a bear's...
This is a crazy scenario here.
If you took a bear's paws and teeth, then I think I might have a shot.
Well, not if he grabs you. The cheetah's not grabbing you.
He's coming around, Chris. Doran's coming around.
The first picture I see is this cheetah with gigantic fangs and everything else, looking like it could absolutely destroy any of us in one bite. This cheetah looks like it is reacting personally to this conversation.
Thank you, Yoda, for the segment here. This is fantastic.
I would rather
this is a needed
watch.
Palate yes. cleanser.
I would rather watch Doran go heads up against a cheetah than watch the Pro Bowl or the NHL All-Star game.
I agree.
However, I do think of the quote-unquote All-Star games this weekend, I think the Senior Bowl is the best one. I would watch the Senior Bowl before those other two games.
Well, isn't the obvious thing there...
Guys are busting their ass to try to get drafted.
You're calling that an All-Star game in a very weird sense.
Where there's effort.
Yeah, but there are very obvious stakes on it. That's the difference. Guys are trying to make themselves into NFL players and get noticed. There's an obvious carrot dangling in front of every one of them.
Yeah, I played in the Senior Bowl, and it was nerve-wracking. I do have a couple stories. I mean, if we have some time, but if you go 4 years before the Senior Bowl, I played in the All-American Bowl, Army All-American Bowl in high school. And we get there, and we hear, obviously, if Tim Tebow, he's on our team, he's our quarterback, he played at Nice High School. You know, he's Tim Tebow in high school just as much as he is now. And we're waiting for him to get there, and we have practice, and the coach is like, Tim is sick. He's not going to make practice today. He'll be here at night. So fast forward to the nighttime, the first day, I sit down at a table, and I start eating, and I look up, and Tim Tebow's sitting there. I knew him the year before that a little bit. So he sits down, we're talking, and we go through the practices for the All-American Bowl. Fast forward 4 years later, Senior Bowl. Get to the Senior Bowl. Tim Tebow's supposed to be on our team. Coach comes up. Tim Tebow is sick. He's not going to make it to the first practice. This is a true story. He's not going to make it to the first practice. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, man, I've been here before. I know this story, right? So we practice. Night comes around. We're talking to scouts. And there's a portion of the nighttime where you have to fill out questionnaires for your health and medical. So I'm, like, sitting at a table just like this, like a long table. And I'm filling out, like, a questionnaire. I look up. And guess who sits down? Tim Tebow. And he sits down. He looks at me. He goes, I feel like we've done this before. And I'm like, man, me too. So it's just very ironic that there's about 30% of the Senior Bowl players that I played with in the All-American game in high school. It was like, wow.
But how intense
we made
is
it? It's very intense.
The All-American game couldn't have been that intense, right? Because you're all...
Well, that was intense, too. I mean, we're playing against high competition.
Is the Senior Bowl just as competitive as the backyard brawl?
No. In practice, it would be. In practice is a hard
part.
Wait,
I'm surprised that the... okay, so did you feel that the talent evaluators, the scouts, and everybody else that was watching were more interested in how you did in practice and in drills than in the game?
Yeah, nobody cared about it. The scouts barely were at the game.
I'm surprised to hear that, because I would feel like if I were watching a college all-star game that I would get a decent sense, just like people say when they talk about SEC players being more proven because you know what they're going against. I'd feel like in an all-star game like that, people are all trying to get drafted. That would be a good example of who can bring it.
Well, in practice, you're doing one-on-ones against,
No, I get
Ohio
that.
Guys.
I get it.
You're not really getting the live game action. Guys are trying not to get hurt, too. But in practice, it's live. I mean, I remember my first night there, my roommate was a Brian Schofield. He tore his ACL the first day. He was my roommate. So I'm sitting there looking at this guy. Tore his ACL. His future's probably done. Ends up getting drafted and everything. So I'm sleeping the first night. It's 1 a.m. My room phone rings. New England Patriots, two scouts. They're like, come downstairs. We want to talk to you. I go downstairs. 1 a.m. wakes me up out of my sleep. These two guys are sitting at the table. They're like, you stink. They're like, you shouldn't even be here. We don't even know why you're in the Senior Bowl. What position are you? Are you a wide receiver? Are you a tight end? Why would we ever draft somebody like you? We have Ben Watson, who's a fantastic tight end. We have a plethora of receivers. We don't even know why I even called you out of your sleep to talk to you right now.
Oh, man.
I'm sitting there, half asleep. Getting a little bit ticked off, right?
Which is the whole point, right?
This is the whole point, right? So the Patriots did do that. Those are a couple little tidbits of the Senior Bowl. I mean, it's nice to be able to play with the guys that I played with.
I think guys try harder in the Senior Bowl than the Pro Bowl.
Absolutely.
Trying to make a career.
You're trying to make a career. You're trying to get drafted.
It's nice to know that the Patriots handle things like the CIA would if they were doing, training missions for field agents.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, Route 19, South Hill. Stop in today, all this month, to get the car or truck of your dreams. It's 45 degrees right now, 39 tonight.
Doran, why are you even here at the Senior Bowl? We don't even think you could beat a cheetah
one-on-one.
Why are
you even here at the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase, Doran?
We don't even think you could take a grizzly bear, Doran, even to Claude.
I'm about to get some suitcases, I know that.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.